I remember that last Wednesday morning, I sat at this desk writing a poem started at birth. It is still being written, though now the handwriting is more legible because old thoughts have substance and truth is more easily apprehended, though I do not know sometimes what day it is. I do know that right now darkness is somewhere else. Each evening for many years, I walked a straight path towards a horizon over which stars flickered like old friends in the velvet darkness. Encased by straight streets, the park across the road is where dogs are unleashed, and most days they jump and wrestle with each other. Last Thursday morning, the rain cleared the air and washed the trees, and as I puttered, the sky cleared, and I saw crimson blazing from the maples in the park. That color flowed into my eyes and filled them for a long time. The color red was everywhere for hours. The dogs are still playing on the grass. Someone has thrown a frisbee and all of them run to fetch it. The big black one grasps it firmly in his teeth and runs back to his owner. This year, in a life where the earth has circled the sun 80 times, the days unfold for me as if planned by someone else. Memories shuffle like clouds. Faces of the dead appear vividly, and then they're gone. I hear the phone, and before I can answer, it stops. I worry when friends haven't called back. I worry that I might fall down. I hear wild dogs bark in the park. Do they need food? Where are the owners? I want to write about them, but I can't find a pencil. What day is it?